Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chico Walker. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting sixth. The catcher, Steve Lake. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Scott Sanderson. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting second. The center fielder, Lenny Dykstra. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Danny Heap. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rafael Santana. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwight Gooden. Pitching for the New York Mets, Dwight Gooden. And now, play ball. Chico Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman strikes out. One out. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner takes first base on ball four. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley strikes out. One out. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap strikes out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle strikes out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jackson. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear takes first base on ball four. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson bunts towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Backman covering, for the out. Spear moves to second. Two outs. Chico Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykstra strikes out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Backman. The throw from Lake and he is out, Spear applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandberg moves to third. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hebner strikes out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gooden fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jackson. Carter reaches second base with a double. Hernandez moves to third. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 1 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurdle is walked intentionally. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. Hernandez scores. Carter moves to third. Two outs. It's 1 to nothing, Mets. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. Santana hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake strikes out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Spear hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 0-for-0 in the game. Sanderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooden is 0-for-1 in the game. Gooden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykstra takes first base on ball 4. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chico Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-2 in the game. Heap hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hurdle takes first base on ball 4. Carter moves to second. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0-for-2 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hebner strikes out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bosley strikes out. Two outs. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. Lake hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooden is 0 for 2 in the game. Gooden strikes out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dykstra hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spear hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davey Lopes pinch hits for Darren Jackson. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ronce pinch hits for Scott Sanderson. Ronce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Davey Lopes now playing center field. Lee Smith now pitching. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Lopes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 3 in the game. Heap strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland pinch hits for Chico Walker. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Bowa pinch runs for Keith Moreland. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bowa moves to second. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hebner hits a pop-up towards short. Santana settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 3 in the game. Bosley strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 1, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.